Anthony, overall, how's your foot feeling as you transition?
Well, it's feeling good. It's 100%.
You feel a little bit antsy, just wanting to do more than they're allowing you to do right now, just being cautious with it?
Of course, but, you know, I'm just going with the flow, doing what coach wants me to do, so.
Anthony, the Bears made a pretty significant move, paid extra, if you will, to move up and make sure they got you. Does that give any extra incentive to you being here in Chicago, make you feel better about being a Bear?
It makes me feel great. You know, it showed me that they really believed in my abilities and what I can do, and I'm just excited to be in a city like Chicago, a part of a team that loves to play football like I do.
Anthony, the concept of proving yourself, what does that mean to you?
It's not really about proving myself. You know, I believe in myself. I know what I can do. At the end of the day, it's not about what other people say about me. It's what I believe, you know, about me. So.
But what about, you know, coaching staff who obviously has to decide on targets, playing time, that type of thing, when it comes to convincing them that you earned the opportunity?
Well, you know, being the player that I am, bringing the intensity to the game that I do, you know, it's tough to keep me off the field. You know, I'm always itching to learn more. You know, I'm always trying to get better in anything that I do. And I just believe that when it's all said and done, I'm going to deserve that opportunity to play.
Is kickoff return something that you might be doing? I think I saw you working on
it. It's a possibility.
How important is self-confidence at your position, especially in the NFL? Can you be great without it?
No, you can't be great without it. You got to believe in yourself always. You always got to know that you can run that route, make that catch, make any type of play. And, to be a receiver in this league, especially going against great DBs like there are, you got to have that confidence.
I know you said that you've adopted a lot of things that Steve Smith brought to the field. Have you ever talked to him about that? Or?
I actually did at the NFL Combine. He actually knew a lot about my game, and it was actually kind of crazy. I never thought a guy like that would be watching a guy like me, but he did, and he gave me a few pointers, and, you know, I just soaked it all in.
Where did you talk to him at? What did he tell
you? No, I can't tell you all that he told me, but basically you know, he just told me I'm a great player. He likes the way I play. He reminds me of himself a little bit in the way that, you know, I play kind of intense, you know, with sort of an attitude. And, you know, he just likes the way I play. He told me to slow down a little bit in certain situations because, you know, I get a bit antsy sometimes. But, you know, I just soaked it all in.
In your career, did you become more dedicated to blocking and understanding that part of you?
Really my freshman year in college, I had Coach Fuente back at Memphis, and he stressed, if you don't block, you don't play. It was little guys like me, Sam Kraft, you know, y'all probably don't know him, but, you know, we were going against linebackers every day, you know, guys that were 250, 260. We were freshmen. We were thrown in there every day. Doing perimeter drill, blocking drills, you know, every other day. So I'm pretty much used to blocking.
But for you, what are the important elements of being a successful blocker?
You can't be scared, first of all. And you just got to have the proper technique, the proper fundamentals. You got to know where to place your hands. You just got to position yourself the right way.
Anthony, why do you take so much pride in that physical part of the game? Because there's a lot of wide receivers who aren't considered physical guys.
I mean, it's football. You know, it's an element that a player should want to their game. If they don't have that physical element, then, you know, that's a chunk of the game that they don't have. You know what I mean? I feel like the game's not all finesse. You know, you got to stick your nose in there sometimes. You know what I mean? So, can't be a pretty boy, you know. So.
Anthony, now that you've learned a little bit about Matt Nagy's offense, what do you like about it in terms of how it fits your skill set?
It actually reminds me a lot of the Memphis offense in that, you know, we spread the ball out a lot. And also I got to know every position on the field as far as receiver goes. So, you know, that's what I had to do at Memphis. You know, I have to know every concept, you know, every route, and I'm getting into the groove. So I'm excited about this upcoming season.
As confident as you are, this is still a step up. Is there any curiosity in your part at all about how good NFL quarterbacks are, how much better they are than what you faced in college?
I mean, I know they're good, you know, so it's expected. I just know that I got to get better each and every day. And since I don't have to worry about school anymore, you know, I'm going to be focused on that. So every day is going to be football.
From our side of the field as media, you're one of those players we were certainly aware of in February, but the last 3-4 weeks leading up to the draft, there was a ton of buzz about you rising up draft boards while you couldn't really work out or go full speed. Were you aware of that? Do you have any sense why that was going on?
I think it was because of my foot. It had been healed for a while. At the combine, I was cleared for everything, but I had been training 2 weeks prior. So my foot's been healed. So
I was hoping you were going to tell me this because of your personality and your interviews. So,
you
had anything to do with it?
Oh, no. I had great interviews. Teams put me on the board. You know, I wrote everything up there that they wanted me to. I showed confidence that I think a player should have. I believe I did my part.
There aren't a lot of walk-ons that turn into second-round picks. Where does that drive come from that's gotten you to this point?
I don't know. It's just something that a guy has to have inside of him. I also believe it's just the environment I grew up in, you know, the people I grew up around. In Memphis, you know, nothing is given to anyone. And you got to just grind for everything you get. I'm just blessed to be here at the end of the day. But at the same time, you know, it's all about work for me. It's not going to change.
I think you mentioned the Memphis grind to us after you got drafted. Can you mm-hmm. show some of the guys the Memphis grind yesterday?
Oh, for sure. I try to get at the front of every line. I go as hard as I can each and every drill. Coaches hold me back a little bit, but that's fine. You know, I'm just going to continue to do my part.
What else is there? I mean, you get in front of every line. You're the first one. What else goes into that grind?
Well, you got to be a little vocal, but you got to lead by example because guys aren't going to follow your lead. You know, if you continuously dropping balls, if you don't know the plays at all. So you just got to lead by example on and off the field.
What are your first impressions of Coach Furry?
Who?
Coach Furry.
You know, that's my guy already. I love a young, energetic coach. You know, he took me in like well before I even got here. You know, he sent me the plays. We were calling each other each and every day, making sure that I knew a couple things, you know, before I stepped onto the campus. So, you know, I believe we're going to be a great combination come the season.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.